towards the end of his public ministry, just before his arrest, condemnation, and death on the cross, our Lord continually indicated in answers to questions sometimes, and other times in anticipated questions, how the old regime, the Old Testament would end, and then looking far beyond, how the world itself would end when the number of the elect was filled. All these things he said to us who are striving to walk faithfully in his footsteps, that we not be terrified by the signs that necessarily would come. Some of these things, as were, pertain to the end of the holy city at the temple. Some of them pertain to the end of the world. There's a relation between the two. But if we follow our Lord's directives, if we are faithful to him, even if we suffer, we will not be disappointed in the ultimate consequences or fruits for us of being faithful to Jesus. That is the point that we want to keep always in our minds. Today we celebrate the feast of the Vietnamese martyrs of the 19th century, and Saint Andrew. Andrew expresses in a letter to his seminarians, that they should not be preoccupied by that they will not say him that he is suffering, but to recognize that he is simply, as it were an extension of the sufferings of our Lord. And a sign, as it were, that we will not be disappointed if we are faithful to him. We will see each other again in heaven. And so true that is. For the sake of being faithful to Jesus, of showing him the love for him, no amount of suffering is sufficient to deter us. Let us remember that always, and no matter what happens, no matter how terrifying, in a sense, all the signs of the end are, we will not be confused if we follow faithfully to our Lord and willingly accept the suffering, a part of his suffering, even death itself, in order to remain faithful to him and to be found in the company of all his brothers and sisters in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.